My name is Alan. I'm a grateful recovering addict. And right now, as far as the seventh step about the shortcomings, first it was, you know what I mean, as far as the shortcomings, I had to identify what a shortcoming was. You know, there's a difference between a defect and a shortcoming. But both are part of who I am. The defect is the part of my character that doesn't serve a purpose, doesn't serve a good purpose. It serves a purpose, but not a good one. The defect is knowing that defect and acting on it. So right now, what I'm doing is I'm working on procrastination. Laziness is the defect. Procrastination is the shortcoming. And there's a difference, you know, because I know that I'm a lazy person at times, but knowing it and then acting on it is two different things. And that's the difference between a defect and a shortcoming. So the shortcoming for me, procrastination, and what it looks like in my life today is I recently had surgery on my eye to reattach my retina in my right eye. So, and the reason why, procrastination. That's the exact nature of, you know what I mean, of that defect and that shortcoming is because I didn't take care of some health issues before, you know what I mean, when it was time to, as a direct result of me being lazy, me procrastinating caused me to have surgery on my eye to reattach my retina. Now, also because of that defect, I mean, that shortcoming, the recovery process, the surgery went well, no problems, but the recovery process, laying face down for 3 weeks in a row, you know what I mean, face down in an open face pillow, missing work for 3 weeks, not being paid for 3 weeks because I'm a contractor, so no work, no pay. And it happened, the surgery happened Halloween morning, and the recovery process lasted until a couple of days before Thanksgiving. And I didn't go to work until the week after, that Monday after Thanksgiving. So that was a long time to be not working and not making any money. And, you know what I mean, I'm not rich. I don't have, you know what I mean, I don't have money just sitting around, you know, waiting for me to just take off all the time. And, but I did have some money, you know what I mean, I was able to make it through. And we were able to make it through and without it hurting too much. You know, it hurt, but, you know what I mean, but that's a direct result of me being lazy, procrastinating, you know. I've had, and this is the first time that I'm going around doing this as far as my steps go. Right now, I'm on like step three, go over step three. And the thing about procrastination, there's no writing on it because writing on procrastination is kind of idiotic. It doesn't seem, you know, I mean, it's just more procrastination to me. So I have to keep, you know what I mean, keep working on it. And there's times when I'm really good at it. But there's times where, I procrastinate. I'm lazy, you know. And it's kind of hard, you know what I mean, to work on procrastination all the time. Because the moment that I'm not working on it, I'm falling backwards. And you know what I mean? And it goes up in my head, and I can feel it. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, Alan, you know you need to be doing something. You know you need to be doing this. But I can't sometimes stop myself from not doing it. You know, it's different than going through the steps, you know, because I've gone through the steps several times. And the last couple of times, it hasn't been nothing about the drugs. It's been about identifying specific character defects and working on it. And it's really been helpful. I don't know if anybody else has done this with their sponsor. I was just talking to somebody about that, like, because he's a good friend of mine, so he knows that we do this with my sponsor. But after a while, you know, me as an addict, I want a direct answer. I don't want that general answer about, oh, pray about it. You know what I mean? Time takes time. And none of the others, you know, I want a specific answer. You know, man, I want a specific result. I pray, I've learned to pray for specific things because I want a specific answer. If anybody's watched Aladdin, you know how the genie grants wishes?
Yeah.
You can ask, he'll give you what you ask for, but the way he wants to give it to you, in a general way or whatever, I don't want that. You know what I mean? I don't want that. I want a specific, you know what I mean? I pray for specific things, but I have to do specific things to get those specific answers. So going through the steps for me the last couple times has been, you know, I've gone through about relationships. That was the first thing. You know what I mean? A lot of people have done that. Then I went through on finances. Very helpful. And this time it's on defects, and that was the first one that I thought about was procrastination, you know. But I had to find out, well, you know what I mean, because I had to find out that procrastination isn't the defect, it's the shortcoming. And then, you know what I mean, that's when we start identifying the difference between a defect and a shortcoming, you know. You know, some things that I may call a shortcoming, but it's not. You know what I mean? The shortcoming is the act of acting out on a defect, and that was the difference for me. But then I had to identify, well, if procrastination isn't the defect, then what it is? What is it? And I come to find out through some, you know, work with my sponsor that it's actually laziness. And but the next time I go around, hopefully, it'll be something else, and then I'll have to identify the defect before I can identify what the shortcoming is. And that work alone has been very helpful for me. I'm very grateful that I have a sponsor that allows me the freedom to do things like that, to work on recovery like that, to be able to work on myself like that, to where, you know what I mean, I have specific things that I don't like about myself, you know what I mean, that are shortcomings. I have specific defects that I have that I need to work on so that they don't become a shortcoming, mm-hmm. You know, so that I don't drive myself crazy clean, mm-hmm. You know, things about myself that, you know what I mean, now that the drugs are gone, mm-hmm. You start noticing that, you know what I mean, the things that I used to think were assets that I used, mm-hmm. when I was using, they're not assets. You know, they're defects, they're shortcomings. And to be able to go through and identify what they are and how to not act on them and see the results of what happens when I do act on them, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, specifically, you know what I mean, surgery. You know, and you know what I mean, because if I'd have took care of myself, I wouldn't have needed that surgery. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have had to lay down face down for 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Man, y'all don't understand how difficult that was to not lift your head up for 3 weeks. And, you know, just to, you know, eat and then put your head back down, you know, and watching TV through a prism.
Yeah.
You know, or for real, that's, you know, I had to watch TV like this. I know this is being recorded, but I had my head down. And watching TV off of a reflective glass mirror so that I could see TV right side up, or I just gave up on that and just started watching the tablet. Because, like I said, I'm lazy. You know, I don't want to have to set up everything, go through the setup to where I can just lay down and watch the tablet. And, you know what I mean? Now I'm addicted to Hulu. You know, but that's just, you know, that's just my nature. You know, I mean, I have an addictive personality. You know, everything I like, I do too much of. You know, I don't know moderation. I don't know just one. You know, I don't know why they came up with one is too many and a thousand never enough. Because one has never been too many. One has never been enough. If I could do just one, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't need narcotics anonymous if I could just stop at one. One is too many. One ain't never been too many. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know where that came from, but you know what I mean? That's what they say. That's how it's written, so that's how I say it. But one ain't enough, and a thousand's not enough. I'm a true addict. See, but I'm so grateful that I'm still in the learning process. I'm still open-minded enough to learn, to want to learn, to want to be taught. Because as I go through this like this, my sponsor's going through this like, because he's never, you know what I mean? I've had the same sponsor for coming up on 20 years. I've been clean since October 6, 1999, and I've only had the one sponsor. And as a matter of fact, his anniversary is April the 1st. We won't go into that. But, yeah. But the thing is, the journey of recovery with the sponsor to be able to have that freedom to work on who I am, who I'm not, who I want to be, who I could be. Is amazing, because I never thought that, you know, I mean, I thought, you know, when I first came into Narcotics Anonymous, I used to joke around and say, I don't have defects of character. My character has defects. I mean, the other way around. But I wanted to skip step 6 and 7, you know, and it used to be said that, you know what I mean, people would, you know what I mean, the stigma of the fourth step. You know what I mean? They used to put a big stigma on the fourth step. And I was like, man, that ain't nothing. You know, people complain about the fourth step, never did a 6 and 7. You know what I mean? Because 6 and 7 is where the work begins. That's when you really got to dig in. That's when, you know what I mean, you start noticing stuff all around you. All the meetings are about defects of character. You can't stand nobody's defects of character. You can't, everybody's shortcomings is coming out. Yours is coming out of your ear. You can be sitting in a meeting and feel like a big old ball of defect. And it drives you crazy. It drives you nuts. But you got to work on it, because you know, getting to the other side, that's where the blessing is, you know. And, you know, I come to find out that it don't matter what step you get stuck on, it'll force you to go out and use. You know what I mean? It ain't just the fourth step. You get stuck on 7. And it drives you crazy, and you go back out there and use, because you can't stand yourself. You know what I mean? Sitting around and you can't stand yourself. And that goes on day after day, month after month, year after year, and you're just sitting there and you just can't stand yourself, and you just say, F it, and go out and use. You know what I mean? And I don't want that to happen to me. You know what I mean? I've seen what happens when people don't work on themselves. You know what I mean? They're miserable. You know, I want to remain, you know what I mean? There's a part of our literature that talks about, you know, becoming happy, joyous, and free. But that only happens whenever you do some work on yourself. You know what I mean? That's where the freedom comes in at. Working on yourself, identifying things about yourself, and then trying to work on them. You know what I mean? And the thing is, it talks about God helping you remove your you know what I mean? Your shortcoming. And that part gets lost in it. You know what I mean? The God part getting lost in it. And luckily for me, that was never my issue. You know what I mean? I always had a God in my life, even when I was using. You know what I mean? I wasn't one of the people that came in like, you know what I mean? I gave up on God, and God gave up on me, or whatever the case may be, whatever your situation may be. No, I always knew I had a God in my life, because, man, I was doing some dangerous things when I was out there using. And I know it was only God that got me through it. And I acknowledge that. So for me to come in here and not acknowledge God would be wrong of me. You know what I mean? I only made it to the program of Narcotics Anonymous because a lot of prayers were answered, you know what I mean, from people inside the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And quite frankly, some of the people outside of Narcotics Anonymous were like, man, that guy needs some help, God. You need to help him. And he did. You know what I mean? God answered those prayers. And I don't know where I would be without that. You know, without God's grace and mercy, I don't know where I would be today. I probably wouldn't be here today. You know, I was telling somebody at work a couple of days ago, you know, now that the statute of limitations are up, there's certain things I can actually start talking about that happened or that I participated in whenever I was using. That happened, you know what I mean, that, you know, there's a 20-year limit to, you know, some of the things that happened while I was using. And they couldn't believe that, you know what I mean, I did some of those things. And, you know, I was like, I wasn't always this person, you know. It took a lot of work for me to become the person I am today. A lot of work. You know what I mean, I didn't come in here an angel, you know what I mean. I didn't come in here brimming with honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. That wasn't me. You know, I only came in here because I wanted to stop smoking crack. I didn't even, you know, man, I was talking about this Wednesday at the meeting. I didn't even want to stop getting high. I just wanted to stop smoking crack. Specifically. You know, I mean, I could live with drinking. I could probably live with just smoking weed. But like I said, I'm an addict. I don't know moderation. I don't know how to not, like, you know what I mean? This was me literally getting high. Like I would want to go and buy some weed. And wouldn't see the weed guy, but I seen the crack guy. Well, gotta do. You know what I mean? And literally, or walking down the street, I'm not going to get high. 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 Oh, I'm going to get high. Just that quick.
Yeah.
It happens just that quick for me. And today, if the thought comes up in my head about getting high, it'll go out just as like it as fast as it used to come in. You know what I mean? And that came through just doing some work. You know what I mean? That came through some writing and doing some work with my sponsor. Because this is a step study anniversary, but you can only do that with a sponsor. Don't forget that. So sponsorship is the back theme of this anniversary because you can only work the steps with the sponsor. You know what I mean? It says in their step working guide, the only wrong way to do this is without a sponsor. You know what I mean? You need a sponsor because without a sponsor, I can't change. If I don't change, I'm going to go back to being the person that I was. And if I go back to being the person that I was, I'm going to get high. Mm-hmm. And if I get high, I'm going to die. That's how I correlate for me, working the steps and dying. That's why in a literature says, change you must or die you will. My name is Alan P., and that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.